Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you on Blog Talk Radio. But we are also uploading to the wonderful YouTube. So you can just go to the search box on YouTube now, and you can also find and type in Columbo Chronicles. Scroll on down and select your favorite author, expert, and topic. And we have a myriad of topics. I've been doing this for many, many years as an advocate for justice, a legendary advocate for justice, actually, who began before anyone else, I might add, and before cable television became famous. I was on the TV Guide with my shows, Women Fight Back and Issues of the Day, discussing these injustices that were coming to America after being mentored by past federal agents who retired and became whistleblowers and started talking to me because I was in the LA Press Club on AM/FM radio, created, produced, and hosted radio shows, Women Fight Back and Issues of the Day in Southern California. And this was before the internet, but it continued after the internet and turned into a podcast, which is what you are listening to today. So that's a little bit of history about my knowledge, because I have firsthand knowledge about corruption and injustices. And you won't get this information in my brain, a law book, or from a lawyer or a judge, or unless it's off the record, I suppose, a law professor or in school, because firsthand knowledge is when you walk through the trials and the tribulations and the fires and you have become their target and you have been brought to your knees, but you need to figure out a way to get around, over, under, or through and come out on the other end as a maybe even a small phoenix and eventually never giving up and becoming a very large phoenix that has spread across the nation, where other groups formed, other groups created organizations, because this issue, as I used to say back then, is not a small issue. I began with the family law courts, then it turned into criminal courts, and then it ended up in the bankruptcy courts, the civil courts, and then these government issues started coming up that were secret and unbelievable to myself and others, although I did believe the agents, but I didn't want to believe the agents who were the whistleblowers about what our government was planning with Wall Street, New World Order members, and foreign enemy nations and domestic enemies who allow spies into our country to infiltrate into our universities, into our colleges, public schools, government, Congress, sleep with the enemy, and no one cares. So I cared, and so I started this grassroots movement in 1989, and I coined the term, Wake Up America is the American Dream on the Verge of the American Nightmare, not knowing that it really was going to happen to be on the verge of the American Nightmare in 2019 through 2023, and we're right at the edge. So today, I decided I would talk to you and speak out on globalism versus the United States Constitution guarantees this great republic that is guaranteed by law to operate by the rule of law as a sovereign nation with secure borders to defend the natural-born Americans and legal loyal naturalized Americans inside the USA. who live in the USA, who, especially natural-born Americans, whose parents and grandparents and great-grandparents fought the wars to keep communism out, to keep us a sovereign nation, to secure our borders, and the military generals who fought against the communism, socialism, Marxism, and fascism. So which is it? Are we engaging in fascism, communism, socialism, and Marxism, and a little bit of the KGB thrown in for a little flavor into the big melting pot? That is apparently hurting and injuring and causing death to America as foreign enemies came into our country in 2009, invited, flown in with our taxes, and who were anti-American, belonged to anti-American foreign organizations who stated in strategic goal, and among them would be the same for the communists, stated in strategic goal to infiltrate, overpopulate, dominate, and conquer the United States of America. Because if they take down the United States of America, they take down the Bible, they take down Christianity, they take down Judaism, they take down prayer to the God of the Bible, Old and New Testament. They take down, but not in your spirit and your soul, but physically, because they also have advanced technology that can, in China, that they use to control thoughts, mind control. They have it in America too. I don't know how much of it they're using, because God's chosen children are not going to be affected by their technology, because God is protecting his chosen ones as we move into a different elevation of this world and out of the matrix that is an illusion of justice, and which I wrote in my first book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, that after going through firsthand trials and tribulations in the judicial system and witnessing the corruption in the court system and then exposing it was caused me a lot of problems, obviously. And so you become a target of your own government, sadly, because you tell the truth and because you want justice for all, equal justice. But that doesn't happen, because there is no such thing as equal justice. Equal justice is in the eye of the beholder. And you may think you got justice because maybe you're connected, and maybe you're very wealthy and could pay off the lawyers, a whole team of lawyers, and maybe even pass a white envelope or few to the judges, or end up in some private court that has no authority over you, but you could end up there. And and I'll have to explain that one later, or you can read my books, Fight Back Legal Abuse. I took it out of print, but it went global, and it was an award winner internationally, seen in magazines and seen in newspapers and the Daily Law Journal and so many more, Veterans News and on, very popular book. And you may be able to buy it used. But watch for Fight Back Legal Abuse 2 coming probably in late October 2023. In the meantime, you can go to Amazon.com and you can go to books and find Obamasaurus, Political Satire, which is a message for the world when you get to the end. Hopefully you understand the message. As critics say, readers will be very shocked when they read this book about our humanity and its existence. Then there is America Under Martial Law, which is a question being raised about the yellow French flag with the three golden knotted tassels. And you'll find that very interesting. It'll expand your mind. Is there some secret martial law executive order that has been signed? And are we secretly under martial law, and that's why there are open borders? And then, of course, there's number three, dressing up and dressing down. Dressing up and dressing down is about the blast from the past to the present, but it is also about globalism and the lockdowns and how importing and exporting and the control by China and other third world nations of water and cotton and textiles that need to be imported into America along with the microchips for vehicles and computers and so forth, and how it is affecting the American fashion industry as well as the UK, Paris, and Milan. So these are questions that people information that people need to think about and to become proactive to take our country back from third world nations who are now buying up our homeland, which it appears, in my opinion, to be unconstitutional, illegal, and unlawful. So on that note, I'm going to enter into the Justice Club in just a moment, and I am going to speak out on the United Nations is planning to see global emergency powers with president's support, and it's the privatization of the United Nations, is it? That is the question, and it's a question that Justin Haskin is asking, and I've been asking for a very long time, so I'm very happy to find this particular article and share it with you. You will not want to miss it. But right now, I'm going to take a break, and I'll be right back. So grab a cup of coffee and expand your mind, empower yourself, and enlighten yourself today.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
That's right. Find out what we are going to find out in a world of very little justice and in some cases no justice for people such as President Trump, it appears, because President Trump appears to be a political target based on a billionaire who was allowed to donate six or seven figures to attorney generals, district attorneys, judges, prosecutors. And when that is allowed in America, you tell me, how do you get equal justice in America? I bet you can't answer that question, no matter what side of the political arena you are on. So let's get started and let's enter into the Justice Club.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles live podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
That's right. This is from Global Research, this particular article. The globalists are making really big moves, which would fundamentally change how our society operates. This is by Michael Schneider, dated July 11th, 2023. And, of course, this is on everybody's mind. I mean, what right did any president of the United States and Wall Street and NGOs, non-governmental officials and organizations, decide that they have the power to violate the United States Constitution, open the borders, the ports, and the airstrips to foreign enemies who are communists, Marxists, or belong to the Muslim Brotherhood Care Organization or socialist foreign enemy nations who all oppose freedom, liberty, and rights in America, and they're coming for us. So here you go. All global research articles can be read in 51 languages by activating the Translate website button below the author's name. So look for global research and share it with the world, like sharing Obamasaurus with the world, because that book that I wrote for you and people around the world is not just the book. It is a message about our humanity and survival on the world, although it is fictional and it is political satire, and there are some funny photos in it to make you smile. But in the end, hopefully it will awaken your mind. So to receive Global Research Daily Newspaper, you can go on Global Research. While everybody else is distracted, the globalists are making absolutely enormous moves. Previously, I have written about the United Nations' new worldwide system for cracking down on misinformation and about their desire to implement a global system of digital identification that is tied to our bank accounts. I realize that these things sound really wild, but they aren't. They're being done in secret, but they really aren't so secret today because we're all being tracked, spied on, listened to, and photographed, right? And so there we are, fingerprinted, iris scanned, facial scanned. They want to pull hair out of the strand of your hair. They want your DNA swabbed at the airports or by police or whoever. So that is not freedom, liberty, and rights. That's a total intrusion of our privacy, of our own personal bodies, and that of our minor children or grandchildren. In fact, the globalists are very proud of what they are doing. They are so proud of what they are doing because they believe they are gods. They believe they are icons. They are egotistical. They are prideful. All the things that the Bible warns us about that forces, the demons, the reptilians, will seduce you with, and because they make them feel powerful, and they really aren't that powerful. If the world population said enough is enough, and when they fall from their pedestals, it's going to be a much harder fall for them than it is for the poor or the middle class or the upper middle class, because who may have some ego or some pride or some arrogance. But guess what? There is no one that God doesn't love, no matter what their sins, that he will not have mercy and compassion if they find the truth, the light, and the way. They get on their knees, or if they can't get on their knees, whatever, stand, sit, whatever, and admit that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died on the cross for our sins so that we could be saved from hell and enter into the kingdom of heaven and ask forgiveness and repentance and mercy, and with your faith and your belief that God will forgive you, God has forgiven you, if you are sincere and honestly make that declaration, you will feel different and you will feel a burden taken off of you, and you will start to follow the truth, the light, and the way, which is Jesus Christ's message for mankind upon the earth, to love thy neighbor as you love yourself. But people who are into the dark side do not love themselves. They don't even like themselves. And they can't find any peace within themselves. So they are angry and vengeful. And they're coming after you, me, and everyone else who doesn't join them in their quest to control the universe with an iron fist and control the planet, control sexual preferences, and control over the world. But they may have 15 minutes of fame until God steps in and says, sorry, fellas, but time's up. So ultimately, the globalists want to create a system that would literally give them total control of everything, including you, your body, your mind, your thoughts. They want to chip you in your hand, in your forehead, and in your brain. and you will become a mindless zombie, which is what they focus on the children, because they really rather just have the seniors and the elderly who know history and have more common sense because they grew up in the real America of the light, the truth, and the way, when people actually read the Bible, people actually prayed, people actually went to church on Sunday, and they actually got on their knees and asked forgiveness for their sins and tried to be better people. But that kind of gone by the wayside, and because when we have leaders who believe that misinformation or disinformation and propaganda is legal and lawful and constitutional, they are only deceiving themselves, because it's only a matter of time before the light will shine on the truth as lies. Because disinformation and misinformation and propaganda equals four letters. Its definition only has four letters, and that is lies. So it's better to tell the truth than believe their lies that they justify for their own personal gain. So you have to look at the big picture. And the big picture now is world leaders trying to take over the entire world with fewer people. But not them. They will still survive, according to their leader, who says they are gods. So if you're you want to believe that, that you're right, that's your free choice, and that's your free will. But don't let them take away your free choice and your free will with these microchips. For convenience, you're not going to find it convenient, because the Bible says you will get sores if you take that microchip. You will not be a happy camper once you're injected with a microchip. Who said they had power over anybody's body? Communists do. Socialists do. Socialist leaders, communist leaders, and fascist leaders. So, sadly, I am not exaggerating one bit. For example, the Bank for International Settlements has released a blueprint that calls for the creation of a unified ledger, that would eventually record ownership of all assets on the entire planet. Now, who is this person that believes they are the Antichrist and that they will control everybody's thoughts, actions, deeds, where they travel, if they can travel, if they can work, if they can get an education, if they can buy food, or if they can buy water, or if they can have health care? Because, let me give you an example. During the lockdowns, which in my opinion were unconstitutional, to lock down a free people, 339 million Americans, free people, and most were not sick, over a flu. And all flus can be dangerous, because all flus have about the same symptoms as the flus. Whether you're talking about the bird flu, the pneumonia, the seasonal flu, they can't even tell the difference between those flus. And they couldn't define it for you either. But they fear-mongered and threatened the American people, which is what criminals do, when they capture their victims and they target their victims. They will, maybe they'll throw you in a hellhole and starve you, or won't give you any water, or whatever they're going to do to get you to cooperate with whatever they demand. So this was like having an imaginary gun to your head, and you were told you have no more freedom, You are now prisoners of the government, and you must do as you are told, just like in communist nations or Muslim Brotherhood care nations, socialist nations, or you will suffer the consequences. And their consequences are tough. So where in the United States Constitution did it say that a doctor who controlled NIH for 40 years and his wife worked with him, which is nepotism, being paid by United States taxpayers for 40 years, could use Americans as human lab rats for a experimental jab without disclosing what chemicals were in it, what secret formula was in it, and mRNA gene therapy that they first lied about and said wasn't true, and then they came back and said, oh yeah, it does alter your DNA. So when you're talking about globalism, that was globalism. That's what happens. You become a prisoner of the leaders of these countries. You get chained on your feet and your hands, and you can't move without their permission. You can't buy or sell without their permission. You can't travel, but they do. They say what they want. They think what they want. They travel where they want. They eat what they want. They shop where they want. They jet about where they want. They sell where they want. They have parties when they want. They celebrate when they want. But they don't want you to do any of that. That's globalism. And so then the borders are open and the ports and the airstrips with knowledge that bad dudes come into our country who are traffickers, jihadists, terrorists. We've already had them here, and they admit on video they're here, and they're not here to assimilate. So they've admitted that on video, but those videos have been taken down, and the news no longer talks about that. That happened between 2008 and 2012, where those videos were available on social media. But then they started censoring social media, and so that hurt the American people because they no longer had a voice to oppose open borders that allowed gangs and cartels and gun smuggling and Chinese spies and fentanyl being from China being smuggled into our country, opioids being taken in and out of the country, or even overly prescribed by doctors for profit. So everything is about using people, using human beings as human commodities for profit and for human collateral. So when you read the Constitution of the United States, and the framers wrote in there that it's prohibited to use people as human commodities and human collateral for profit, as chattel, and as property or as slaves, all of those constitutional guarantees of the supreme laws of the land have been violated, in my opinion. And that's how it appears to me when I read the Constitution versus what happened during the lockdowns and what's happening with the open borders. You cannot go into any country in the entire world, especially a communist country, a Muslim Brotherhood country, a socialist country like Russia, you cannot walk across their borders and think that they're going to welcome you like they do in the United States of America, at least the government does, and they lie about there's 12 million illegals in our country when there's more like 35 million that the American people are ordered to support with our tax dollars while the cost of living increases, especially in New York and California. Families are living together again. Kids can't go out and buy a house. They can't go out and even get an apartment because they're $2,000 for a studio, a one-bedroom closet. Is that greed or is it a necessity? A house that costs $7,000 in the 60s is the same house today that costs $1 million. How did that happen? It's called greed. When the American Native Americans owned this land and owned part of Texas and Arizona land and California land, the Europeans came here and they made many of the Native American tribes extinct by stealing their buffalo and their farmland and their water rights. And then they forced the Hispanics out of Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Arizona, Texas. So then they developed Mexico and a border between Mexico and made all of Arizona, all of Colorado, all of New Mexico, all of Texas, and all of California, the United States of America. And that's called racism. So to say that there was only racism, my grandparents are from Europe too, so I don't know. They didn't have a part in that, but they were from Europe. But anyway, whoever did have a part in that based on greed, and that's how America was developed, based on greed, and using minorities as the slaves and looking down on them as second-class citizens. So they brought the Chinese over here to work on the railroads. And they were not welcome, and many were slaughtered. If you know where Salton Sea is, in California, they were slaughtered there. So it's not just the black Americans of their ancestors who were enslaved. There were many people who were enslaved. The Irish came here. People didn't like the Irish. The Italians, they called them Dagos. They didn't like Sicilians. They didn't like Italians. They thought they were too, we were too loud and too outspoken, and they didn't like our foods and our language and so forth. So every woman has basically been discriminated against at one point by certain groups of people who feel that they are the privileged ones. Not all, but in the past, and some still today believe that. Well, God says, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. God says he doesn't see color. He only reads hearts and minds and souls. People see color. But there's no such thing as white because everybody has some color in them. No one is pure white except God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. They're the only pure ones. So, moving on. For example, the Bank for International Settlements has released a blueprint that calls for the creation of the unified ledger that would eventually record ownership of all assets on the entire planet. You are their property, their chattel, and their slave, whoever these people are that live in this higher 3D dimension of illusion. Because it is an illusion. And so God's children, which they call chosen ones, but you may not be a chosen one. You are still God's child, even if you decided to go down the dark path. You still have, while you're alive, still have an offer from God to accept the free insurance policy he's offered. You buy insurance for people who are going to be alive after you're dead. You have no idea if they're going to blow all that money anyway or everything you leave them. So you buy life insurance. You buy accident insurance. You buy rental insurance. You buy home insurance. You buy computer insurance. You buy phone insurance. You buy flood insurance, earthquake insurance, fire insurance. How insured are you? And how assured are you that you will ever collect any of it, or that those insurance companies will even follow through with what you thought you purchased when a disaster happens? Do you know how much red tape you're going to go through? If you had a flood or a fire, you're not going to remember who those policies were with or their numbers or anything about it. So because most people don't keep important papers in fireproof boxes, and they don't keep them in a couple other places. So then they are totally distressed because they can't remember and they don't recall who they were insured with, how much, or the policy number. So talk about distress. You're going to be a lot more distressed, especially when the insurance company tells you, well, we don't really cover that. No. But it was valued at $10,000. That's what I paid for it. Well, they're only going to give me $200. Or the government tells you, here's $100 to go spend the night at a motel, but you're homeless. So all these insurance policies you're buying for yourself or your family you leave behind, funeral insurance, let's not forget that, God is offering you a free eternal life insurance policy. And as all you have to do is accept his son as the Savior, as your Savior, who died on the cross for your sins. So you're forgiven when you ask for forgiveness, mercy, and you repent and follow God the best we can, because we're all sinners. Even if you're forgiven, we're still sinners because we have a tendency to think bad thoughts or say things we shouldn't say or do something we shouldn't do. So we just try to be better at it and be better people so we can have a better world generation and peace in the world. But that is a free eternal life insurance policy that gets you through the gates of heaven. Because if you don't believe there's a heaven and there's a hell for all eternity, go to the desert and don't take any water with you. And that's hell on earth. And that would be for all eternity in the pit and the fires of hell for refusing God's acceptance of a free eternal life insurance policy. So I didn't mean to go there, but it just seemed like it was important. So this chapter presents a blueprint for a future monetary system that harnesses the potential of tokenization to improve the old and enable the new. Now, they're not going to improve the old. They're hijacking your money. They're hijacking your property. They're hijacking your children. They're hijacking you. Hijacking the entire world it's the grandest grand theft robbery ever committed upon the world's population and the world. I don't know if you recall, but President Obama went around talking all the time about the federal government owning the mountains and the rivers and the oceans and all of the, you know, the entire planet, basically. And he addressed the people of the world, not American people, people of the world in Germany. Nobody listened to his words when they chanted, yes, we can, and never asked, yes, we can do what? And yes, we can do what? We can fundamentally change America in 5 days after his election. America will no longer be a Christian nation. Didn't anybody listen to those words except me and maybe a few others? What do you mean we're no longer a Christian nation? We will always be a Christian nation, no matter how many people they wipe out, no matter how many of God's children they wipe out. They're all around the world. It's not going to matter because they cannot steal your soul and your spirit and your love for God and your protection by God. They are not that powerful. They can hurt you. They can torture you mentally and physically, and they can kill you, but they can't steal your soul, and they can't do anything to God. Nothing. Zilch. To the real God of the Bible and the universe. Because God is unconditional love, and he can, in a blink of an eye, wipe out the entire universe if he wanted to, if he chose to do that. But he doesn't choose to do that. He chooses to have mercy and grace and forgiveness and repentance and bring people to him so they can live all eternity in his kingdom. That's the goal of being tested upon the earth, to wake up. Wake up and get out of the matrix of illusion that Satan has created in the material world. So, the key elements of the blueprint are CBDCs, tokenized deposits, and other tokenized claims on financial and real assets. They're going to steal your cash. The blueprint, it appears, they're going to steal your cash. The blueprint envisages these elements being brought together in a new type of financial market infrastructure, a unified ledger. The full benefits of tokenization could be harnessed in a unified ledger due to the settlement finality that comes from the central bank money residing in the same venue as other claims. Leveraging trust in the central bank, a shared venue of this kind, has great potential to enhance the monetary and financial system. A unified ledger transforms the way that intermediaries interact to serve end users. Through programmability and the platform's ability to bundle transactions, a unified ledger allows sequences of financial transactions to be automated and seamlessly integrated. This reduces the need for manual interventions and reconciliations that arise from the traditional separation of messaging, clearing, and settlement, thereby eliminating delays and uncertainty. The ledger also supports simultaneous and instantaneous settlement, reducing settlement times and credit risk. Settlement in central bank money ensures the singleness of money and payment finality. In reality, what they are doing is they are hijacking bank accounts, it appears, or intending to control every penny you have and turn it into an invisible digital money that no one can see or prove that it was there. They could freeze it. They could wipe it out. And we already know through hackers that they've already done that. People are hacked every single day. And they've already done that. Banks have frozen accounts, even though they had no authority or reason to freeze those accounts. They have stolen money from depositors. Just recently, there was a report against Wells Fargo. Bank of America's had the same accusation. So they want to take all the power away from you to control your own life, your own destiny, and to your own freedom, liberties, and that of your children and future, if they're going to be future generations, depending on the nutrition or lack of nutrition of the lab non-nutritional meats, fake meats, and fake foods made in labs. So they no longer want chickens, pigs, horses, cows, dogs, for they see no need for them if they are going to create everything, including babies, in a pod underground in China. Perhaps, let's just think about that conspiracy theory, because they say in the future you can decide the color of the eyes, the color of the skin, the color of the hair, and just wipe out God's creation altogether, as they talk about cloning and they talk about humanoids and robotoids and synthetic humans. Is that how the world's population, 7 billion people, want to live without God of the Bible and God of the universe, but under an iron fist of a tyrant that is turning state by state, city by city into ashes? Well, on the good note is that more people are becoming empowered, awakened, enlightened, and they are coming out of their denial into facing reality, because it's all hitting too close to home and none of it's making much sense on how these excessive wildfires since 2009 have been savaging the United States of America and Europe, along with the excessive floods, knowing there is advanced technology admitted by the government for weather manipulation and triangulation. Triangulation is when there's a storm brewing in the ocean and they can direct it to, I don't know, the East Coast, the West Coast, wherever they want to direct it. So then there's the chemtrails that they denied after claiming they were contrails. I remember posting on Facebook in 2009, those are not contrails. Contrails dissipate and disappear. But chemtrails spread like a blanket over the earth, and they cover the blue skies and the clouds. They are not clouds. And my research stated by chemists who at the time were researching the chemtrails that they contained chemicals such as mercury and a couple more, aluminum, and there was one more I can't recall. But anyway, they contained chemicals, so what goes up must come down. And so if you're outside, it's coming down into your pores, and you're breathing it in through your ears, your nose, your mouth, and your pores. And so are the animals. And then it comes down on the oceans and the drinking water and the soil. So what goes up must come down. So what happens is it affects the trees and the plants and the crops And allegedly, I don't know for sure, heats up the environment. So that would heat up the oceans too. So they were also talking about dimming the sun, which is insane. And so they have their agendas that they talk about in the open because they have no fear. They feel so confident now. They feel so confident they can impose lockstep programs on the world. They can impose the Georgia Guidestones on the world. They can impose the United Nations Agenda 21 upon the world, although they really try to create a system where they could depopulate sooner than 2030. The actual date for depopulation was 2021, 50% of the population to be wiped out by 2021, but the injections didn't begin until January of 2021. And then they changed it to 2030. But their goal is, according to their own lips and writing, I didn't make this up, you can research it and find it yourself, or from the lips of these members of these agendas, to wipe out 90% of the population by 2050. And just to reduce everything to ashes and so they can redevelop the entire earth in their eyes the way it should be and use all of these robotoids and humanoids and clones and synthetic humans to do the work. So they believe they won't need human beings to do the work and they can just create more clones and so forth. So that is sci-fi for you, right? It truly is, does appear to be sci-fi, conspiracy theories, but are they? So what about the privatization of the United Nations and their Agenda 21? The United Nations was planning to seize global emergency powers with our leaders' support. Who would be in control of the unified ledger? Who's going to be in control of everybody's life and what they can and can't do or say or go or travel or live or buy? Who is this monster? Needless to say, it would be the globalists. And as Mike Adams has pointed out, this would mean that your ownership of assets can be revoked or altered at any time. So I told you they can freeze everything. They can wipe you out using digital banks where you have no access to a human being, only to machines. So you have nobody to complain to. What are you going to do about it? Is a machine going to help you? No. So this new plan describes an Orwellian globalist-run unified ledger that records the ownership of all assets, checking account, real estate bonds, stocks, on a centralized exchange run by globalists. Who are the globalists, and are they committing treason against the United States of America's Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and sovereignty, and the American people? Think about it. Is this sedition? Is it crimes against humanity? Who gave them the power as non-elected officials or elected officials to deny Americans the right to work, the right to buy and sell, the right to think, the right to educate, the right to control their own minor children, the right to free choice, free will granted by God naturally, not by men and women? The right to travel, the right to be free of being radiated at the airports, which is a death panel, cancer panel, a cataract panel, aging panel. There is no such thing as a safe level of radiation. Just ask your doctor or look it up in a medical book. That is why your dentist and your doctor walk out of the room before they press the button. That is why they cover up your body at the dentist and the doctor's office if and only radiate the part of the body that is unhealthy. But radiation also causes cancer, so how healthy is that? So why are they against organic foods that can help cure cancer or diminish cancer or other ailments in the body? Why are they spraying our foods with poison? Why are they putting chemicals and fructose and fluoride, et cetera, into the food that cause more health problems? Why do they sell cigarettes? Why do they sell alcohol? Taxes, it's all about the money. And that creates health issues. And then the health issues create more money for the American Medical Association, the doctors, the nurses, and then get their Lamborghinis. And then you have Planned Parenthood using babies in a seamless manufacturing table where they have slaughtered about 70 million natural-born American babies who aren't with us today, whether it was during pregnancy, at pregnancy, or after pregnancy, and left them on a table or in a closet to starve to death, and then sell the body parts for profit. Are we actually a civilized nation any longer? Are we actually a humanitarian nation? Or are we a nation who has lost their way, who has been seduced by the material world and away from God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and the Bible? Because China is now rewriting the Bible. How is that possible when the Bible is a copyright? How can China violate the copyright laws of the King James Bible? Who's even bringing it up? Why are they allowing it? Why aren't American Christians and Catholics and all the rest of the Christian religions who believe in the Bible or copyright books complaining about that and putting an end to it? So China is going to change the Bible for their citizens so it's more in line with communism, which don't believe, who doesn't believe in God and doesn't believe in the Bible. Because there are more people in China who have gone underground and believe in the Trinity that they can't control any longer and want to get away from the CCP. And so this is their answer, is to violate the copyright laws of the King James Bible and change. Well, that's all we have time for. I hope I enlightened, empowered, and gave you food for thought to think about today, because that's where we're at, folks. And remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me, but together we can make a positive difference. Remember, when you listen to Colombo Chronicles, you are never alone. Next week we'll have a very special guest, and we're going to talk about an interesting topic. Joyce Alexander Black, MA, and we will be so happy when she returns, and we will talk about something on a more positive note. Although, unless you know the truth, then you are a prisoner of the lies, and only the truth can set you free. So remember, you're never alone when you tune in to Colombo Chronicles Live. And Be sure to go online on Amazon under books and get Obamasaurus, Is America Under Martial Law, and Dressing Up and Dressing Down.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Well, my friends, time flies, and now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.